Heat 14 podcast brought to you by Sports Interaction, your homegrown sports books. Bet local today with Sports Interaction. We're back. I'd be lying to you guys if I said...
I mean, just look at the levels on that one.
We didn't already record a podcast that was into the abyss for 35 minutes. But
we have
some stuff on there was said that I feel like I could say better and reiterate better.
Fuck, I was dynamite on it, though.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna miss out.
But now look how better the audio is. This is insane. But anyways, welcome back, everyone. Gate 14. We're at the airport. We are 5 hours early.
Now four.
Now four. But we originally showed up 5 hours early. And now we are 5 hours early. Now we're technically an hour away from checking our bag, which is awesome. an hour and a half. So we've just chilled out here on the outside. Thought we'd do an in-person podcast, break down all of spring training, what we did, the experiences we had. And obviously, it was a doozy, man. What a trip. Obviously, these two guys showed up. When they're here, it's an absolute electric factory. We all know that since the Cincy vlog.
Thanks, Johnny.
Especially idiot boy Curtis.
Uncalled for.
But
maybe called for, actually. But
we're lucky, obviously. I want to say this would not be possible without Sports Interaction. And it would not be possible without all you guys that support us and love what we're doing. And we've had some cool experiences. And this is probably definitely up there with that for sure. So let's go into it, obviously.
Let's do a Sports Interaction thing. Let's do that first.
Okay.
The link's going to be in the bio for the YouTube. Nice little deposit bonus for people that
200%,
do that.
200%, is that good?
Yeah, that's a lot more money than you go in with if you do 200%. If you're a stocks guy, 200% is pretty good well.
Yeah.
Season-long props, a ton of them on there. We were going through it the other day, too. You can bet pretty much every Toronto Blue Jays pitcher's over-under wins. Total strikeouts, who's going to lead the league? Things like that. Is Vlad going to hit more home runs than Fernando Tatis Jr.? A lot of fun things on there. And the win total for the Jays, 87.5 wins. So if you like that, bet that on Sports Interaction.
Bet that over. So let's go into it. Obviously, Thursday, me and Alto show up to the airport an hour, 40 minutes before the flight leaves. We went out the night before. We talked to us on the podcast multiple times. We wanted to go out and experience an all-nighter going to the airport. Why not? We deserve it. We worked our ass off to deserve it, so we said, fuck it, let's do it. We get back at 2:30.
Would you do this again?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I would. Avoid Isabel's.
Avoid Isabel's. But yeah. I would do it again 100% solely based on the fact that we got to the airport and we pretty much just boarded the flight. And I will say this. This whole 2 hours before, show up 2 hours before stuff is completely bullshit. One of the most... just the lazy lie.
Until you miss a flight.
That's just not true. Me and Alto showed up.
What time?
6:15. We got in there at 6:29, folks. 6:29. 14 minutes. A minute through customs. A minute. That 2 hour stuff is bullshit. Don't listen to it. Show up at the airport whenever you want. And you'll
show,
be able
show
to
up at the airport a little bit early.
Like an hour early is fine. An hour early is fine, or 5 hours like we are right now. But, we get there. We thought we were going to make a con decision. So, me and Alto were, I'll say it, hand up. I was shithoused on Thursday night. Like, honestly, blackout. I don't really remember much at Isabel's.
Me too. Yeah.
So, we go back to Alto's, and I am in a drunken daze. And I said, let's have a shower to wake us up so we can stay up.
Together?
Not together. I have a shower at 2:30.
Might have been.
I have a shower at 2:30, and then our friend Liv says, let's go down to the gas station and let's go get chips. So we go down with her, and I don't remember much from that. I could have said anything.
We didn't even buy chips.
We didn't buy chips. We just went down just to stay up. We go back to the room, and it is 3:30,
yeah.
And I say to Alto, you know what, man? I don't want to go to the airport for 4 hours early. Let's take a 30-minute nap with no alarm. So we wake up at 5. I wake up at 5:11. Don't know how. And I go in Alto's room, punch
internal
him.
Internal clock.
I go in the room, I punch Alto. I say, holy shit, dude, we're going to miss our flight. Uber driver picks us up. He is Lewis Hamilton. He is driving 150 on the Gardner. Gets us to the airport at, in 19 minutes, I think it said on the Uber.
19 minutes.
Shout out to Lewis Hamilton. And
it was like Rahad. I got to double check.
We were buzzing. We get to the airport. I'm looking at flights, by the way, in the cab. Alto knows this. I was like, we got to find a new flight now. We're
almost
done.
Bought one.
I almost bought
drunk.
A new flight.
A flight.
I'm saying, Alto, we got to look at new flights. We didn't. Thank God. We get there. Avery, first thing Avery says to me and Alto is, you guys reek of booze. Yeah. No fucking shit, we reek of booze, buddy.
Because Evan and I were at the airport eating. I text Curtis. Curtis was in Vegas, if anyone didn't know. We'll make that very clear. He's
in the vlog.
Vegas to Dunedin. And he's up at 2. He's up at 2. Ev and I are up at 5 at the airport. And I do the text. Is like, we haven't heard anything from these guys. They're definitely not awake. And then we get the oh shit from Johnny.
That funny part is, I texted you and almost like 5 minutes go by, radio silence. I'm thinking, this just isn't good.
No one's up.
And within, like, Johnny's ears are burning. I don't know how he just woke up out of nowhere, but special.
It was. And and then we had to drive 3 hours through Disney. We had to deal with Disney and Universal Studios traffic, which was miserable. But
I'm not going to let this go by. You tweeted that babies and children.
No, I stand by that. I do not think babies and children should be allowed on airplanes.
Don't drop the business idea, though, man. People might take it.
Because there should be a specific flight that you pay more for that is just for adults, like an adults-only resort.
I don't know what he's complaining about. I put my noise canceling. Is your not noise canceling? I wasn't awake for a second on that flight. I didn't even see takeoff. I didn't even see it.
No. I was dead ass awake the entire time.
But staring at me.
It was miserable shit. But we made it there. We get there. We do the three-hour rental. I got fleeced by the rental driver, which you will see.
I think we might have been better off flying here, buying a car, driving it for the week, and then just selling it when we were done.
Yeah.
You're a businessman. You could have done
that. We could have flipped it, no problem. Probably made a bit of money.
Easily could have done that. But great start to the trip. Three-hour drive. We arrive. And first thing we see is we go to the boss's field, Steinbrenner Field. What a spectacle.
Right beside Raymond James, too, where the Bucks. I was surprised that they basically just shared the parking lot there.
That is true. That was a cool experience. I'm not being a Yankee hater, that's the bottom of my totem pole, is that stadium is the bottom of my ranking for this week. I think the Pirates one's the best, and the Dunedin, and then the Steinbrenner Field. Sorry, the boss. Rest in peace. But other than that, man, that game was fun because Gerrit Cole got his dick shoved in at the start by Daniel Vogelbach. Home run right over our head. Legitimately, I thought it was foul. I'm looking, it's like, no way Vogelbach just launched. And he trots the bases, which is like normal what he does. And apparently, per source, he calls every pitcher gets home run off of his bitch for life. So Vogelbach's the best. What a legend of a guy. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in Blue Jays blue.
We also got Ernie, triple in the gap, Davis home run. So it was
the greatest start ever.
What an inning.
It did suck that the Yankees are the greatest team of all time.
Juan Soto, nuke.
Juan
Verdugo,
Soto,
nuke.
I believe Rizzo, Anthony Rizzo, nuke. Too.
Yep.
That's really going to hurt because the Yankees are going to do that thing.
A million times this year. Yes. Right in our dome. Congrats on winning the division, Yankees.
The World Series, actually.
Yeah.
Anything less than a World Series win is a historic meltdown for our boys in pinstripes.
So I guess we can go into Saturday now. Congratulations to the Yankees on the AL East. Rodon looks good. 3 runs today. But I guess we can kind of break down now the Saturday. So Saturday we go to – what game was it? Was it at Dunedin?
Braves.
Our boy Jordan Luplo sends a ball literally where we are sitting. We could have caught that. Like off the net, obviously.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Jordan Luplo launches off of Bassett. It sucks, but Avery, what did Bassett say?
He said he was working – changeups and splitters that day, so he would never throw Luplo a changeup in that count ever again. I also think I said the same thing to Bassett. To me, it doesn't make a ton of sense to work both changeups and splitters same time. I feel like
the starts are so limited, though, so it's like you kind of have to.
So it's just like you put your hands up, you do what Pete tells you to do.
Yeah, and yeah. Bassett said it was also – he's happy he could do it for the Gate 14 boys. I'm joking. He never said that. But
Loops was hilarious in the outfield. I tried to get some of it captured as well.
He was – Luplo was, like, pointing at us, like, pretty much just kept saying, hang my jersey at Paris, Texas. He throws us a ball.
Which I would do.
Yeah. I would do that in a heartbeat. Yeah. And then he throws us a ball after he gets his home run, and this ball isn't even in the same stratosphere as us. He launches this ball into orbit, goes over our head, hits the net, almost hits a kid, and just drops into the abyss. It's the most Luplo thing I've ever fucking seen.
He was just jacked. There's nothing he can.
He was buzzing that game. He made a nice diving
catch on a Jano lining.
Jano line drive.
Yeah.
What a guy he is, man. He's just a 1 in a million. But I guess we can go into the night out. Go into Orlando.
We got to talk about
Bowser's.
What a great bar. I mean, we need that Toronto.
If you're going to spring training, I said this. It's going to suck because we just did this before for 40 minutes and no one recorded it. But going to spring training, sick. It's the closest you'll get to the players without – being creepy fan that runs onto the field to see them because you're so close. The stands are so much closer to the lines. It'll be nice to see what the new Rogers Center is like. But we go to Bowser's before the Saturday game. Pints, there's a proud supporter of the Jays, and it's just a dungy, like, little run-down place.
I bought a shirt.
Cheap beers.
I left my credit card there.
Good people.
And the people saved it, and they gave it back to me after the game.
They just babysat it.
Yes, they babysat my credit card for a little bit. That could have been a disaster. But that is an awesome place. It is looks like a piece of shit. Might be a piece of shit on the inside. But
we need more than Toronto.
You just need to go there.
The problem with Toronto is every bar has to look like it's from the future. Like, you put a bar like that in Toronto, like a dive bar like that near the Rogers Center, that is for the Toronto Blue Jays specifically or Toronto sports teams, it's going to be sick.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to do that stuff. It's like the
We should invest our money and start it ourselves.
It would
Curtis
be the greatest bar
it.
Ever.
Purposely it's, make it, it'd it just be a shitty bar.
Yes.
Make it a shitty bar.
It
makes it awesome. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. It just barely passes health and safety. It's just it's incredible stuff. But that bar is incredible. That bar is incredible.
If you hear the background noise, we're outside at the airport.
Yeah, we're literally outside of the airport. So we're trying to just provide content for the people. This is the most reactionary post-trip we could give you guys. So we're doing it right now for you. We're not going to do it when we go home. And it's better in person.
We also have like 5 hours to kill.
Yeah, we have these.
We're here for a while.
Yeah, but we're doing it for you live and direct in person. So we wanted that to be happen. But the Saturday night was awesome. We go in Orlando, and I said this.
Tampa.
And I said this in the previous podcast. That's
no one will listen.
No
to.
One will listen to because it doesn't exist anymore. I said this, and I felt old, and I'm 26. Like, I know that's not old. Most of the kids that are there are 21, 22. But that was just like the most.
Oh, the youngest they should be is 21. So,
but what takes that all away was just the boys ripping heaters on the patio and asking the waitress, like, "Can we smoke here?" And she's like, "Yeah, like,
it's Florida,
it's fucking
why
Florida.
The fuck
yeah, you could fucking smoke here." That was awesome. So, it just unbelievable.
Let's talk about the bridge too, and where you should stay when you're here.
Bridge.
When you are staying, if you are going to spring training and you are around our age
and want to go out,
or in your late 20s, want to go out, I highly recommend you stay in Tampa. Staying in Tampa makes the most sense, and then just drive to the Blue Jays games, Dunedin. Because if you're gonna go out, you're gonna Uber. It's the Ubers are like 70 American.
Imagine putting like being on that bridge with their head out the window the entire time.
Yeah, could it be me?
I can't imagine.
Could it be me?
I really can't.
It's like
imagine
50
it.
Minutes away to the it casino sucks. As
it's
well.
It's so long. Just stay in Tampa, dude. Honestly, just stay in Tampa. Just save the troubles, save the problems. Stay in Tampa Bay. But yeah, Saturday was awesome. String of bars, girl to guy ratio was 100-1. We made that very clear. I think we tweeted it. Someone might have tweeted it, but not a lot of dudes, not a lot of girls there.
No.
Not a lot of girls.
It was
there.
A dude's trip though. We were fine.
It was a dude's trip. It was a bachelor
and
party.
It was a bachelor party. And the DJ at the one place just playing bangers.
Dom Dalla, Fisher. He was playing like he was just playing bangers. Like
he was Penny Hardaway.
Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
Shout out to my guy Penny Hardaway.
Yeah, he was playing some good songs. But
and bars close at 3.
Bars close at 3 o'clock, which is another game changer, which is another deadly thing that not good for my liver. But I was mangled that night. I was battling with hiccups, obviously, as many of you know. But we go home at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Johnny got the hiccups like 3 or 4 times.
He wasn't healed for the
no.
first couple.
And he
of
makes it very clear. Everybody knows when he gets the
hiccups. Because it's very loud.
What did you call it? Hiccuping.
Hicking up, I called it. But let's talk about the dinner with Bassett on Sunday. We went to the Jays game. Or we didn't go to the Jays game
no,
on
we
Sunday.
Didn't. We
that
recovered.
That was in Fenway. I didn't want to watch it. And also, Manoah wasn't pitching, so who cares? Didn't want to watch that. But we go to the game on – we go out with Bassett on Sunday, and I will say this. I've made this very clear. What a fucking lad.
Legend.
Legend. He was just having beers with us. He just felt like I was talking to my childhood friend. He just like he was chirping me a pretty decent amount. Obviously, that's what Bassett does. He's one of the boys.
Nurse Johnny is.
I told him he's going to be at my wedding party multiple times. But we gave Bassett the hoodie, and the picture that broke the internet happened outside of the bar that we went to. I forgot the name of it. Bull and
Crown and Bull.
Crown and Bull. Something. What an establishment in Dunedin. I mean, this place is. It was beautiful.
The outside was nice. Yeah, just being outside is so great.
I had 9 beers, by the way. I wasn't nursing beers. I had 9 beers at dinner. Bassett was at one point like, wow, Like it was like the scene from The White Chicks. You could really throw him back, fella.
That was never said, by the way.
Nobody said that.
No, Bassett was impressed. Bassett was impressed by
you. Were just trying to impress the waitress.
Bassett was impressed
and
by
you. You impressed her with your Caesar salad. She
loved it.
She was
impressed. No. But Bassett, if you're listening to this, I know you obviously are. Man, thank you for that. That was awesome, thank man. You. That was love you, brother. And hopefully many more of that in Toronto. You got 2 years left here. So hopefully when the wife and kids are gone, you come over for drinks with us in Toronto on King. We'll take care of you. But that was awesome. And it was cool to just kind of talk to him on a personal level, not baseball stuff, just kind of just get to know him. And fuck is he a lad. So shout out Seabass for that. That was incredible stuff out of him. But let's go on to the Monday game. We went to the Monday game. It was Jays Phillies. We got to see Bryson up close. Shout out Liz for upgrading our seats.
Yeah, shout out to Liz, loyal listener. Great job, the in-stadium host.
Yes.
But an awesome Phillies lineup. We get to see the Vladimir Guerrero home run. And
he's back. I don't want to say the B word. I know our listeners are getting mad at me for saying the B word, but the two-hand finish.
The minor league stadium Vladdy is back.
Yes.
Yeah. Officially back.
It's like I said, we got to somehow tell him Rogers Center is minor league. But he is so good there. It is insane. Absolutely insane. Vladdy, that home run, you guys obviously, you got the Gate 14 view from Evan and Alto.
Bye-bye.
The called shot, but
that rocks.
Vladdy looks awesome. Bo looks awesome. Kirk looks awesome. The entire starting pitching staff. Dude, Paulo Espino looks insane.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about with Keegan. He looks insane.
He knows what he's good at, and he's really good at throwing 89 and spinning an overhead breaking ball.
A young Marco Estrada, the streets are saying. I don't know.
He's not that young, but he's like 37 or something.
Yeah. Whatever. He's Bull Durham. He's our Bull Durham.
He's the rookie.
I love Paulo Espino. I'm addicted to Espino. I love him. I'm happy for him. But he was awesome. He's looked great. Everyone's looked great, man. I'm excited to see Jano back. Obviously, he's sick. He said, I believe, or the report.
Yeah, tough week for player interviews because of everything that
sucked this week. And obviously, it's not.
Mitch was awesome.
Mitch was awesome, but.
Jano was sick.
Jano's sick. Gossman.
Swanee situation.
Yeah, Swanee situation. Gossman's injured. I'm sure he's not wanting to do media at the Gate 14 house when he is injured. And Bassett's taking care of one of Swanee's kids. So while Swanee's attending to Toby, so
and hope they're doing
Toby's
well.
Doing better. Go show you a guy Bassett is, by the way, to take care of one of his kids when he's in the hospital taking care of Toby. So. Yeah, a lot of tough bounces there, but we made the most of it with the content, and we got to see the guys the next day, which we'll go into. So Tuesday, we go for dinner. Ernie Schneider invites us there, and it's just the entire Jays team. So see the Jays guys know what Gate 14 is. Some guys come up to us, say Gate 14. Some guys recognizing us, and just obviously we mentioned Gate 14, they know what it is. That will never not be crazy.
And the guys who don't say their first name, and it's like, okay,
yeah.
Introduce them by first, and we just know who they are.
Yeah, we know who they are. But we got to chill last night with Ricky T, Chad Dallas.
Huge beauty.
He's such a fucking beauty, Chad Dallas.
Mitch was there.
Mitch White was there. Nate Pearson was there. It was literally everyone. And we got to get close to all of them and just kind of muck it up and talk to them on a personal level, which was sick. And then the best part of the night was our old friend, me and Avery Schwarber, shows up.
Our soldier.
Our soldier. Schwarber shows up with Whit Merrifield, Garrett Stubbs, and Brandon Marsh. I know Brandon Marsh. I know Schwarber. And obviously Whit Merrifield, we mentioned.
Mutual friends with Garrett Stubbs.
Mutual friends with Garrett Stubbs, so that was sick. And Schwarber immediately comes up to me, hugs me, tells me asks me how I'm doing. And then I say to Whit Merrifield, I'm Johnny with Gate 14. He immediately just knows who I am.
No, you said, I'm Johnny. He said, oh, Gate 14 guy.
That's what he said. Gate 14 guy. And he said, you hated me at the start, then you liked me, then you hated me. I don't know how much I hated him at the end. Maybe that last run there he had with the Jays and he was playing over Schneid's kind of pissed me off. But I wouldn't say I was that hard on Whit Merrifield.
I don't remember, man. You say stuff about everyone. We talk about every single game they play. I can't remember.
It does get – I guess that's a good segue.
I think it's more the tweets they see than you actually
– I do tweet a lot as well, too.
Don't tweet that often.
But I want to say this. Obviously, speaking of the players, we got in a little – not – it was whatever yesterday. A guy comes up to us, says he loves what we're doing, loves the Gate 14 brand, loves the stuff – but he doesn't think he'd come on the podcast because of how we talk with other players. And we talked about this in the previous podcast that's gone into the abyss, but I did want to bring this up. I truly do think we are the most mild when it comes to chirping players on this team, right?
Yeah, that's. I don't think it's for us to decide, but I agree that.
I would love the listeners to answer on that. All right, do we go off players hard? Is it something we need to work on? I don't know, but I think that's what got us big. Not going out players. We're a player-first podcast. I truly do think guys like Bassett, Gossman, Swanee, and Jana wouldn't go out of their ways to do stuff for us if we weren't a players-first podcast. They don't do that for their podcast.
Johnny's
right?
a Rogers cuck. People yeah. forget.
Like, I just like I have 75% of the internet saying I work for Ross Atkins and I'm a Rogers cuck, and then I have this one player who is saying he doesn't like how I talk
and
about
I think that's
players.
The thing. You can't make – It's like politics. You can't make both sides like you, right?
Yeah, that's a harsh reality to have to deal with at the end of the day. Is not everyone's going to like us. Not everyone's going to like what we're doing. But he said
some nice words.
He said some nice words. Said he loves what we're doing. Said he loves the Gate 14 podcast.
No hard
feelings there. He knows who he is.
Yeah,
obviously.
If he hears us, the invite's always open.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got
to
say.
It's just maybe we do go out players hard. It's hard to – we'll lose our listener base. We'll lose what built this podcast if we're not going at guys that we know – are better than how they are playing.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed.
Like, we're not going at Cam Eden. Like, we're not going at, like, guys like that. We're going at the guys that are superstars, that are supposed to be superstars, that are supposed to be posting higher than a 1 WAR. That's something that we're going to have to do at the end of the day. That's something we're always going to have to do. And I will say it, I still love Vladdy. Obviously, he's one of my favorite Blue Jays ever. It just sucks seeing what he did last year when we've seen what he's capable of doing in 2020.
Vlad gets the hate because
he's literally one of the best hitters ever.
He can be the best hitter in the world, and that's what you want to see out of
him. So that's what we get frustrated with as a fan. This is a fan podcast. You want that professional stuff, go listen to the Sportsnet podcast or whatever this podcast is for you. But we're a reactionary, we're an emotional podcast. We love this team. We love all the players on this team. We just get pissed off when certain stuff happens and the way they perform. Does it mitigate or show actually how good they are? So yeah. that's where we're at.
And I think –
And
I think,
it's all love too. If I saw those guys in person.
Yeah.
Good word, Johnny. Mitigate. I like
Thank you.
I think it's – everyone would just see your tweets and you tweet everything. And if they actually knew who you were, you know the words that you use aren't hurtful words in the context that you use them.
Inflammatory.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't mean it. And I said it to the player yesterday when he said like something about me calling Vladdy a bum. I was like – That's just a joking term we use in this podcast with everyone. I call Avery a fucking bum. I call everyone a bum.
Yeah.
Like I call Garrett Cole a bum. Like, it's nothing personal with that. But once they understand the verbiage of it.
You hear what he calls Curtis.
Yeah. Once they understand the verbiage of it, they'll get it. But it sucks. Obviously, this guy said that. I lost sleep over it. I'll be honest with you. At the time, it pissed me off.
I'm trying to talk you off the ledge of it being you thought it was very bad. Nothing. I didn't think anything about it was bad at all.
Okay.
And I was trying to back you up and be like, okay, like you're going to be okay with it. And we're good.
You talked about the ledge. I think maybe in my brain.
I think that happens a lot. I try and talk you
off the ledge. In my brain, I play situations different than how they went maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Because I showed up to the talk a little bit.
Because I want everyone on the team to like us. We're a player first fucking podcast. I know that's not going to be the case. I know not everyone's going to like us. I want this to be a player first podcast.
He said he didn't like you though. He just said
I understand that. I get that. It's just.
You want it to be perfect. It wasn't perfect.
We got to tiptoe a fine line of, like, chirping players when they're not playing good as well as being fans. So that's a tough part of this. But other than that, though, last night was unbelievable. Truly, truly a pinch me moment having Jay's guys come up to us and just say they listen. Like, Whit Merrifield says he knows who the fuck I am,
yeah.
Who you are, what Gate 14 is. It means we're doing something right. And that player who said, like, he doesn't know if he can come on, still having him even listen to this podcast is still crazy to me. So at the end of the day, no love lost, whatever. If he wants to come on, he can come on. He knows we'll be his guy forever. But it was just it was a weird situation that I don't want to get into in the middle of
I don't whatever. Even – yeah, you saying weird situation, I wouldn't even call it weird.
Whatever.
It was a talk that happened, and it's cool.
And I think I handled myself fine there. I made points, he made points. So.
I do want to comment. I don't think I've said it on this one before. We saw Ricky T there, and he is quite literally the biggest human.
It was wild stuff, but – Yesterday was an incredible day, man. Seeing Davis and Ernie obviously was awesome. Davis is just our guy. Like
Ernie rocks too.
Ernie rocks.
He's my lucky charm.
Ernie is a pro baseball version of Curtis. He's just that guy. Every team needs a guy like Ernie Clement, and I've had that very clear, and that's why we vouch for him so much is because he is just the greatest locker room guy ever. Everyone loves him. It sucks couldn't have met Vogelbach yesterday. He was busy, but I would have loved to get that going. I know he would have loved the boys. He's just the
– Bassett could help us with Vogelbach
for
at some
sure,
point.
For sure.
Another thing, we gave players new merch.
Yes.
Coming out. So Ev, toss Johnny that.
So we have new merch coming out here soon. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see it. New logo. Shout out Cam Law for making this logo.
The best ever.
Best ever. Great logo. It'll be coming out soon.
We have no idea when it's coming out.
Well,
but
I'm aiming for April.
Oh, yeah.
April.
As soon as possible.
Very good quality, too.
I will say this, though. There will be two different ones. This one
the Nike
will be
one's just
very
expensive. It
will
is
be expensive.
Very
and,
nice, though.
Yes. And it's better quality. And the second one will be less quality, probably a Gildan, and significantly cheaper. Depends on what you want. It depends on what you're willing to spend. We're not going to try to fuck people over with it. But that's where we're at with that. But I want to talk a little bit about baseball. This week was great. We got to see Bryson, everyone like that. You'll see it in the vlog. The vlog will be coming out
Tuesday. I think the vlog's going to come Tuesday. We're going to drop Mitch White on Sunday as well.
This podcast tonight or tomorrow, obviously. I'm looking forward to having people hear the recap of this. But some guys I didn't want to talk about in spring training. We got to give his flowers. Vladdy, again, looks incredible. We said it multiple times in this podcast. He looks amazing. Two-handed finish, which is kind of weird, but it still looks like it's insane.
Yeah,
like it's like a stays through the zone. The two-handed finish makes you stay through the zone longer. Johnny hitting coach will tell you that. He looks awesome. Kirk
is better. He seems to have gone away from the two-handed swing a little bit because every follow through it looked like one hand by the end of it yesterday.
He was switching it up a little bit, but Kirk looks hitting the ball hard again. A little bit of double play balls. I'd wish that could drop a little bit, but he looks good. Vladdy, Bo. Everyone looks good. I can't wait to see.
The main guys have looked decent enough to get
Turner, you can add Turner to that list, too. Justin Turner looks unbelievable.
The one has kind of gone down the far show since the first week. Kind of in a lull again.
Kind of pulling the ball on the ground again. Not elevating and celebrating.
Yeah, and then he was helpless against a lefty yesterday. I still believe in him for the season. I'm not gonna be out just because of 1 week of spring training.
Me neither. I still think Varsho will be good. 30-plus. He just has to elevate the ball more. But pitching-wise, everyone looks incredible. Jose Berríos, the entire pitching staff, every single person we have talked to says he is looks the best. Just looks absolutely insane. And with Gausman taking a step back, being injured a little bit here, maybe Berríos might have to start that opening day. I don't know. But Gausman was talked highly of him. Bassett, Bowden, Mitch, everyone talked highly about Jose Berríos. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Jose Berríos this season.
Yeah, I think I'm not going to be worried about the pitching yet. Yariel, would be nice to see him soon in a game. And then Alec.
Ricky T.
Alec is a little bit concerning. But you'd think a guy like that builds himself up to be ready for spring, and then it doesn't go bounce back well after his first outing. Concerning for me. So it doesn't look like an opening day start for Alec, potentially. Opening day start on the team. Maybe an
IL. He'll start Triple A. And that's the good thing about having Bowden Francis, who I think will be the fifth starter at the end of the day. We talked about this. I think Bowden Francis has easily earned that role. His stuff is nasty. He's deserved it. He was really good last year.
Hit 97.
It was 97 yesterday, or whatever it was, 2 days, whenever he pitched last. But he looks awesome. So there's no concerns with the pitching. There never will be. The concerns I have, obviously, are where is IKF going to slot? He doesn't look that good at the plate. Eduardo Escobar, I hate to say it. Sure, he's a great guy. Everyone talks glowingly of him.
He's got to get a hit.
He's not making this team.
No.
He's 0-15 with 8 strikeouts.
When you give the minor league deal, it's like, hey, you got to take this opportunity and run with it. And he's not run with it at all.
But you know who's running with it? Nathan Lucas, man. 8-15 with 5 doubles, I want to say. Just raking. And yesterday he hit a double down the line, I believe. No, I think that's true. He looks awesome. Nathan Lucas looks unbelievable, and he's going to be that fourth outfielder, fifth outfielder, I guess, because IKF will maybe slot there, same with David Schneider. But Nathan Lucas looks incredible. He's obviously raising eyebrows this spring, and he's probably the one guy in the minor leagues not named Ernie Clement or David Schneider that's really stood out to me. Like, Rodon kind of slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, and those, like, Palmigiani, we don't really see as often either. We'd like to see some more looks. And Aurelvis, another one that
Addison Barger looks good. I'll say that as well.
Do you want to go?
He's massive, dude.
I know. I said it yesterday too to Johnny. Is like he got the single into right field, kind of got jammed, powered it, swung out of his ass. Like how do you not like a guy like that? So
you're back in on him.
I don't think I was ever out, but I think he's a very cool player that we can get behind.
Like Davis is built like a brick shithouse, and when Barger's beside him, like Barger is like fucking wider than him. He looks like a Sandman.
Massive. Massive dude. So a lot of good things to be positive about this spring. I'm looking forward to seeing Alek Manoah throw again in a game because he hasn't thrown since he hit 4 guys. about, I'm looking forward to seeing Ricky T pitch in a game. We haven't seen him throw yet. Yariel, who Mitch White talks glowing about in the podcast about how good he is. So tons of positive things, tons of things to be positive about. The big dogs that are supposed to be big dogs this spring are being big dogs. You got Turner, Bichette, and Guerrero. Springer is getting off to that slow start where he doesn't age.
The swing doesn't look good.
He's really late on pitches, not really getting in hitters' counts.
I will give the older guys the chance to build up.
He fouls it off his ankle.
Started a little late.
That's fair.
We want good things for George, and I think they can happen still.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a corner outfielder, right? You got to hit if you're a corner outfielder. You can't just hide just being good defensively anymore. But anything else you want to talk about? I mean, obviously we're here.
No, if you want to do the Dunedin trip, I think you should do it. It's fun, man.
It's fun.
Get outside.
Players are more
receptive to talking.
Yeah, they'll talk to the fans. Like, I will say this: I saw some card. Yeah. Oh yeah, Pete Walker pointed at us, promised he'd come on the gate 14, give us a little time. I will say Pete Walker's referring to us as Bassett's boys. It just goes to show you, man, how much Bassett has helped this brand. It's bananas. So, shout out Pete Walker, our guy. Love that motherfucker like a father. He's a beauty.
Close friend of ours.
Close friend of ours.
Love you, Pete.
Pete Walker. But thank you guys for listening. Again, this trip would not have been possible without Sports Interaction, as well as what you guys have done to support us. So, thank you guys.
Shout out to PF Chang's for letting us record on their patio.
Yeah, shout out to PF Chang's. We're on the patio here at nice PF Chang in Tampa, Florida. We saw the Trop, by the way, too. One of the worst stadiums. You'll see in the vlog. Wait for the vlog for it. It's one of the worst stadiums I've ever seen.
It's an embarrassment.
The Rogers Center is ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes the Rogers Center look like the Ritz-Carlton.
It look like the Vatican.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's really bad. Really bad. So stay tuned for the vlog. You'll see Tropicana. You'll see Tropicana. Love you guys, man. Gate 14 forever. And we will talk to you guys Sunday, maybe, or sometime next week. Stay tuned for the vlog.